Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 16th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by OWC. The PowerBeats 4 wireless earphones from Beats have been popping up all over the internet for the past few days, and today Apple is officially announcing the product, branded just as PowerBeats. No number, no adjective, just PowerBeats. The new PowerBeats are heavily inspired by the totally wireless PowerBeats Pro. They also use the same chip as Apple's second-generation AirPods and AirPods Pro. This means that the PowerBeats are a major upgrade over the PowerBeats 3 that they're replacing. You get hands-free Siri support, lower latency, and audio sharing on iOS thanks to the H1 chip. The design is also clearly inspired by PowerBeats Pro, using the more modern look, with the main difference being the cable connecting each earbud. There's no charging case to manage, just a lightning connector directly on the earbud, and you can expect up to 15 hours of battery life per charge. And sonically, PowerBeats are designed to perform just like PowerBeats Pro. There are improved microphones and speed-detecting accelerometers. The left earbud toggles power and pairing, while the right earbud toggles volume. The right side also has a B button for managing playback, phone calls, and activating Siri. The all-new PowerBeats will be available on Apple.com starting Wednesday, March 18th for $149. That's a $50 price cut compared to PowerBeats 3 and $100 cheaper than PowerBeats Pro. They'll be available in red, black, and white at launch, and you can find out more at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple has announced that it has closed all of its retail stores outside of China until at least March 27th. This is due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, and it's effective immediately. So any Apple store that's not in China is closed until March 27th. Apple made the announcement in a public letter posted to its website, in which Tim Cook explained that the company's top priority remains protecting its employees and customers. Closing stores is just one of several steps Apple is taking to do its part in mitigating the effects of coronavirus. Apple says deep cleaning will continue at all of its sites, and new health screenings and temperature checks are being added to its offices, where some workers are still reporting. Hourly workers will also continue receiving pay despite the store closures. And Apple also says that it has expanded leave policies to accommodate personal or family health circumstances created by coronavirus. This includes recovering from an illness, caring for a sick loved one, mandatory quarantining, or childcare challenges due to school closures. And finally, Apple says that its donations to the global coronavirus response have reached $15 million worldwide, and Apple is matching employee donations 2-to-1. Apple has helped set a precedent with this Apple Store announcement, and other retailers are following suit. Companies including Nike, Peloton, Lululemon, Patagonia, and many others have announced that they are also closing stores through March 27th, and there are likely still many more closures to come. We are sponsored this week by OWC. We're teaming up with the company to give away Apple's new rack-mountable Mac Pro. Yes, that's the $6,500 rack-mountable version of Apple's new flagship Pro desktop. And OWC will also be providing the winner with 384GB of memory, which usually sells for $1,900, and an Excelsior 4M2 4TB drive, which usually goes for $1,000. The new OWC memory for the 2019 Mac Pro and the Mac Pro Rack is available now with up to 1.5 terabytes and a lifetime warranty. And as usual for OWC, it's priced right to save you around 65% off Apple's own factory upgrades or the other alternatives. And you can also check out the OWC Excelsior 4M2 SSD, which is also available now with up to 8 terabytes of storage. Designed specifically for the new Mac Pro, this is OWC's fastest SSD yet, with over 6,000 megabits per second real-world speeds. It also offers state-of-the-art silent cooling with a finned heat sink cover that can be used externally via Thunderbolt 3 as well. My thanks to OWC for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily, and you can visit macsales.com/9to5mac to learn more about OWC's new memory and SSD lineup, and you can check out the link in the show notes below to enter the Mac Pro Rack giveaway. And rounding out today, Apple has officially announced WWDC 2020, but with changes to account for the ongoing public health crisis. Apple says WWDC 2020 will take place as a new online experience this June, but no exact dates have been specified just yet. Apple says that it will hold a full online schedule, including a keynote and sessions, where it will preview the future of iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, and tvOS. And Apple will also release developer betas of those new operating systems at the same time. Apple VP Phil Schiller said in a press statement that the current health situation has required that Apple change the format for this year's event. This is why Apple is ditching its usual 5,000 attendee conference in San Jose. But Apple says that it will donate $1 million to local San Jose organizations to help offset the economic hit of no WWDC taking place in the city this year. Presumably, the reason we don't have exact dates for WWDC 2020 just yet is because Apple is still finalizing all of its plans. It could be that everything takes place during the first half of the month like usual, but that's not guaranteed. Apple says it will share more details about its plans between now and June. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. But in the meantime, be sure to stay safe and do what you can to protect all of those around you.